Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. This will be airing, I believe, the Tuesday, the February the 4th, as we continue our series here on a primer. We're doing a beginning primer of the year on getting into the nuances and the depth of truly what it means to receive, discern, and follow God's will, which is very specific, very unique to us, has to be for specifics. It's not a generic, just do your best to follow the truth of Scripture, which, by the way, he does not violate, and it's the essence of his will. So it's not absent of that, and it's not different than that. It's based upon that. He said, I've given you a lot of truth that I will then give you to understand and process that through your to your specifics. And again, we have lots of biblical examples of that. But one story that a lot of people know about is Jehoshaphat, where he was surrounded by the enemy. Interesting enough, you know, we were just taping End Times with Israel, with Israel people, Eric and Rabbi Denny. And they talked about that. Yeah, the nations around him constantly want to kill him and eliminate him. And it doesn't stop. He said, that's by the way, why they don't ultimately just say, hey, we're at peace. They said, we don't have peace. We have times where we don't have conflict.
Right. Long-term ceasefires. They don't have peace. Right.
Right. That's what they would prefer. And they've had a lot of attacks, obviously, recently. But Jehoshaphat was surrounded by, in a sense, similar nations who were going to attack him. And they had the wherewithal to beat him. So he gathers together and he's seeking God's will. He starts by making a statement that I know you have said in the scriptures. For them, it would have been the Old Testament or the Torah, that you promise us the covenant, you will bless us to make us a blessing, and that you'll protect us from our enemy if we seek you. We have to listen and follow, hear your voice and follow. And we know that you have a promise, and we believe that promise is applicable to us because we're part of it and we're followers of you. So for we believers, we can have that same promise. But the question is, and he says this, he says, we're coming to you with the context of we believe that you have a promise for us, which we can read in scripture. But we don't know what to do. This is unique to us. And the scriptures don't tell us what to do and how to process this. So he basically says, what do you have to say? I need now direction, specific, what we call rhema. I see logos, but I need rhema to be able to show us what exactly are you going to do and what are we supposed to do in this situation, starting with logos, which we stand on, but we need to know specifically what to do here. What do you have to say? And God says, the battle isn't yours, it's mine. I'll take care of this. But tomorrow you go to this particular place and you arm up if it's you're going to war and you get there. And when you get there, I will start to show you what I'm going to do, and you observe what I'm going to do, and then you follow what I'm going to do. And the promise of this application is dependent on you being obedient. To what? Very specific rhema or instruction or things that I now say, because you do need to know it's not generic. This applies to you in a specific way that I have to communicate that to you.
Right.
And by the way, he could have said, hey, great. The battle isn't ours, but yours. We're going back to Jerusalem. We'll see you later. Tell us when it happens. God would have said, well, you've just stopped the process because you didn't stay on my path. You didn't follow my instruction. And I've been listening. Remember, we read last time, if you pray according to my will, I hear you. And if you know that I hear you, I'll fulfill it. I'm listening to make sure you know my will. And Jehoshaphat repeated it. So you said, and yes, we will. So we're clear. We understand it. We're going to follow it. And then it happened. And then he said, okay, it'll happen. So we want to talk more.
Even
go ahead.
Before you go on, just that we were just talking about Psalms 111. So again, I'm reminded of Psalms 111:10 is exactly what you're talking about there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
A good
understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. It's that, you know, seeking the wisdom and acting on the step that he invites you into. It's both both and, right?
That's right. And so we have to understand that. So, you know, we've talked about that if we pray according to his will, he hears us. And then if we know that he hears us, he will fulfill what he says. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of ifs there. And the key is God is listening to say, do you understand my will?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's not something that is, oh yeah, that's obvious, or yeah, I got it. A lot of times there's not surety about that. There's, mm-hmm. I got to understand further. I'm not really quite understanding yet your instruction or your promise. And what is it that I need to know? And God's listening to say, that's okay, by the way. And I expect you to spend a lot of time on that, what I call the front end of this.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What am I supposed to understand? What step am I supposed to take? Am I clear on that step? Am I getting direction from you versus me taking my own step?
Mm-hmm.
And I failed in times where okay, great. I know what you said. I'm going to go do X. And I forgot to say, is that exactly what you want me to be doing?
Right, right.
and I wind up in a mess, you know? And so, and he won't, we got to be careful here to say, well, if I'm not doing that right, just stop me. He said, no, he said, I'll let you fail.
I was going to say something else in that, and maybe talk to this a little bit, the careful of, you know, if I'm not doing it right, just stop me. And I do hear lots of people stop the process short stop too short, really, and just go to resignation of, well, let him open or close a door.
Right, right, right.
And so maybe speak to that a little bit, because I do, you know, I hear that even when people start down a path sometimes, that is something that I have heard, had lots of conversations with people on, is they start down a path, they get tired of walking the path.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they just resign themselves to, oh, well, he can open and close whatever door, and I'll just pray for him to open or close the door.
Yeah, and whatever I find, I find. And it's about a little bit about laziness, one, and it's really geared out of my desire that I need this resolved now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not willing to wait
yes.
or take the steps. Maybe this is going to be a while, and I mm-hmm. just don't want to do it. So
yeah.
I'll just go. So I'll tell you what, God. I'll just go. And if I'm not going right, which, you know, there's a heart behind that. Mm-hmm. I would like to follow you. So that's good. If I'm not doing right, just close the door
mm-hmm.
Or open it. And God says, no, it's if you are following me and hear my instruction and follow my instruction. And he said, by the way, I can't deliver to you my will unless you're walking with me in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide to walk out of the kingdom, which that does by just saying, well, I'm going to do what I want and you take care of it anyway. God says, no, you've just walked out of the kingdom. I actually can't deliver it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't act to close and open anything because you're not even here for me to do that.
Right.
So,
right.
So you need to be with me. And then I'll guide you. And I want to know that you know that you are following my instruction because you're hearing this, Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. You hear what I say, and then you're following what I say. And mm-hmm. your focus is on me. And the blessing comes from behind you. From following me, the activity will happen. And so, you know, we have great examples of this in scripture as well. So look, thinking of Abraham, you're going to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Sarah will have a child. And it'll, by the way, that child will be in your lineage that will be the beginning of the nation of Israel, which is going to bless the world mm-hmm. through you. Okay. Well, he waits and waits and waits. And he's getting older. Sarah is starting to get to the point where she's going to have menopause. And he says, you know what? It ain't happening. We should take care of this. And Sarah says, why don't you take Hagar and go ahead and have a baby with her because she's able, and you just have a baby with her, and that'll fulfill the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me phrase it up. Did God stop that?
No.
Did he close the door on that? Nope. See, he let them fail, and there's a really simple reason why. What did they forget to do?
They forgot to ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and okay.
Just, yeah.
You know, that it ain't happening. We're frustrated it ain't happening. We know timing is of the essence. So how about if we take Hagar, will that satisfy what you want? See, and Father, what do you have to say about that? Now, God would have said, mm-hmm. No. Now, by the way, we know why. After they had the baby, and by the way, it didn't block the door with it. And this mm-hmm. is important. After they had the baby, God says to them, no, that was not my will.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not my son, and you have to cast him out. And if you want to follow me, it's going to be Isaac. It's going to be a new baby born to you two. Mm-hmm. Now, this is interesting, by the way. This would be, and I can relate to this because this is how I would think as well. So Abraham says, okay, all right, I get that. He says, how about if you just take him, you know, Ishmael.
Yeah.
Just take Ishmael because, yeah, I made a mistake, but he's here. Mm-hmm. And he's part of my lineage because remember, it's males, right. Even though it wasn't Sarah's baby. Why don't you just take him? And it'll be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, how about we negotiate this? You know, and mm-hmm. God says, no, my son would be born supernaturally to both of you. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be in your lineage and you'll be the father of many nations. So sorry, no, I'm not negotiating that point. My will is this. And of course, to their credit, they said, okay, we're sorry. We made this mistake. We will do what you say, and we'll expect you to bring us a baby, even though it doesn't look like we can have it. Mm-hmm. We're too old for it. And we will believe it. And they worked through it, which, by the way, is what God said. If you would have done that in the first place, I'd have worked you through that. Mm-hmm. It's okay to struggle, but receive my will.
Right.
And I'm listening. Do you have my will? Nope. Okay, well, don't set up a system mm-hmm. of give up. Or quit or go do it yourself or open and close doors and do it that way is that no, walk with me and I'll say it. So what we do, and now we're going to talk about, you know, are we clear on God's will? Generally speaking, by the way, we're not. Mm-hmm. And there are steps to take and we're not sure about those steps. And the beauty of being a believer with the Holy Spirit is we get to talk to God all the time. See, and you even said it is that then it takes purposeful talk, dialogue mm-hmm. in the word, talking to each other, you know, what do you say about this so that I can understand his will? And he said, the way to do that is to ask me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So go to James 1:5-8. He said, now what you do is ask me.
Says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
So he says, you lack wisdom. Mm-hmm. And remember, and think of it this way, I lack having clarity about God's will. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that implies that I'm not presuming anything. I'm always saying, here I am, and here's what I know. What do you have to say to me now? Because by right. definition, we can't presume, well, because I'm here, of course, the next thing will be this. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, we have a great example with David, who is, you know, he was being chased around by Saul, trying to kill him. And he winds up near this town, Keilah, that he saves them from the Philistines. And he gets to live in a real town because they're living in caves. Like, hallelujah, we're here. Let's stay mm-hmm. here. Let's enjoy here. We love being here. Thank you. And then Saul's coming after him. So now he could have assumed, well, because we're here and you gave us here, we'll just assume you're going to take care of us.
Right.
And hey, I beat Goliath and you can take care of Saul. So we'll just assume that's your will. And David says, well, I'm not going to assume anything because mm-hmm. it's not, how about now? What do you have to say? Is Saul coming? God said, yes, he is. Mm. Okay. Are these guys that I just saved going to hand me over to him? Yes, they are. David, you got to leave. My instruction not to stay here. I could save you. No problem. Mm-hmm. It's not my power. It's my will.
Right.
My will is for you to leave this place. You're going to have to go back to the caves. I know you're not going to like that, but that's my will. And you'll see later, you know, how that plays out. But that's my will for you to be preserved today. And so what did he do? Father, what do you have to say? Mm-hmm. I lack wisdom. I got a situation here. I'm hoping it's this, but I know that it's the smartest, wisest thing that I can do is ask you,
right?
What are you going to say to me about this situation? And he says, if you lack wisdom, what do we do? It's really simple. What
just
do we do?
Ask him.
Just ask. There's no other condition, which means you're with me. And what are you asking? Your will. Which, mm-hmm. what do you have to say about that? You're asking for my will and you're with God. He says, and I will give it to you. And it says generously, the word there is with great clarity. Mm-hmm. So think about Jehoshaphat that we talked about. Hey, I got a problem. I know that you're going to preserve us, but what do you have to say specifically mm-hmm. about us? I need wisdom about what to do right now in mm-hmm. this scenario. And I'm going to ask you, and he does. It's right in the scripture. He goes together. What do you got to say? And God says, here's what I have to say. I'll give it to you with great clarity. And he gave it to him with, here's what's going to happen. And tomorrow you go to this specific place and that's where it's going to happen. It had to be very clear to him. Got it. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Right.
He said, if you ask me, I'll give it to you. And he said, but there is a condition. You have to believe. Now, a lot of people misinterpret this. They say, well, then I got to have the faith to believe that I'm supposed to follow what he has to say. And no, that's not the condition, because the issue of the what is really a different process that God says, I'm the author and finisher of faith, and faith mm-hmm. comes from hearing, hearing from the word. And we'll talk about that piece of it. Is you got to stay with me. And it's okay that you don't believe what I say.
Right.
It's that you got to get settled that you're going to believe that I'm going to tell you.
Right. That you will hear that he does.
That you speak. Will hear what I have to say. And it'll be very specific. Mm-hmm. And that's it with great clarity so that you know. And then he said, that's what I'm listening for. Are you praying my will? You're seeking it. You're asking for it. I'm going to reveal it to you. I'll give you the wisdom. It'll be based on truth that you discover, and you'll know that you know that you know that, yep, okay, I got it. I understand it. Now, there may be a struggle with it doesn't, your instruction doesn't make a lot of sense to me, or man, that seems hard to me, or it doesn't seem logical for me to do it this way. And he said, that's okay. Now that you heard me, now see it and think about how it happens. Would you tell me what you have to say? I mm-hmm. do know, and I expect and believe, and I've got settled, I'm going to hear.
Right.
And by the way, the revelation of that can come in a million different ways. So it's not about, I actually got to hear your voice, which a lot of times we will. But it could be that it could be, well, my friend said something. Mm-hmm. Hey, God is saying this, or what did you consider this, or have you looked at this? Or you could be reading something and you, oh man, look at this. You know, so mm-hmm. It'll come in a million different ways. So I don't put a system on that. It's just like, hey, that's me. Pay attention.
Right.
You know,
and
that,
trusting the unctions of the Holy Spirit, right? When he
right.
quickens you and highlights to you, that is him speaking in
yes.
all kinds of different ways, recognizing his voice, right?
Right. Yep. That's me speaking. That's my giving you clarity. And then do I get it? Do I understand it? And then he says, now you got to stay with it until you get that clarity. And now that you heard something, do you embrace what I say? And see, a lot of times it's like, I'm not there yet. I'm not fully right. able to be. He said, that's okay. I will give you the faith to believe the what. Mm-hmm. You, first of all, have to go to the faith always. If mm-hmm. you ask me, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And you're gonna hear it and you're going to trust it. Now, you may not able to fully receive it because some of it's kind of like, man, that seems too big for this, or I don't know how mm-hmm. that's going to work. And he said, I know. Stay with me. I'll do it. Just like Abraham. It said that right. Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had to say, he could perform. Mm-hmm. And so that word means it took a while. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that, oh yeah, sure. He actually said, you know what? This is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Boy, is this really true? Is this really going to happen? Is this what, you know, is this how it's going to go? And God said, I'll walk you into it. I'll persuade you mm-hmm. that what I say is true. And he said, I finally got it, you know, and he believed it. So it's a process. Okay. Now there's a opportunity as we go, and we'll go into this in the next session, will be around how do we work that wisdom to seek that wisdom? What does that look like? And we have a very cool verse about this, verses, and then a process that we'll talk about. So Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity that you say that as we're trying to understand your will, you're listening. Do we understand it? When we don't understand it, which is a lot of the times and most of the time, we're going to say, well, I lack wisdom. So what do you have to say to me? And would you reveal to me what you say with clarity that I can understand your will? All I have to do is believe you will, and you'll give it to me. If I don't believe that, you can't give it to me. And so we got to get that settled up front and pray that we will. And then we'll process how do we work toward believing then what you say. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Great conversation here. If you have questions from today's broadcast or something practical that you're facing that you want to tee up as an example, or you would like us to help you walk through, send it in to us at questions@abideministries.com. We'd love to hear from you. Look forward to seeing you again next time.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.